grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I forgot how big this pulpit was. Man. Chaz did a great job of helping us see through the eyes of the children how incredible that jail bail was. That's the theme that was given me to prepare for our time together today. A jail bail, and it was an amazing jail bail. Chains just fell off, doors flew open. Guards never noticed that their prisoner was leaving. The gates to the city flew open. Peter didn't even realize he was being bailed out. He just thought it was a vision until the angel left him. You know, I looked at the words of this theme, a jail bail, and I got to thinking about that word bail. Has anybody ever bailed out on you in any way? When I thought about that, I could think of all kinds of things. We tend to remember when we've been bailed out on, don't we? I remember a young lady that I was engaged to. She bailed on me. We're not going to get into whether I deserved it or not. But we were young. We didn't know what we were doing. And you know that song Garth Brooks wrote? Thank God for unanswered prayer. Came true for me. Now I've been married to an incredible woman, and she hasn't bailed on me for 44 years. I'm sure she was tempted to. The sin side of the word bail is what we're like. We're in a society of bailing out. We're in a we bail out in our relationships, whether they're married relationships, whether they're friendships. There's all kinds of ways we bail out on people. We may even make promises to our children and then bail out because we weren't able to. There's a problem with all of us in being able to be steadfast in everything. You know, in this world today, it seems like people are afraid to commit to something because something better might come along. And then they won't have to bail on it. But the worst form of our view of someone bailing out on us is when we blame God. We can read the Psalms and we can see the psalmist almost like, why have you abandoned me, O Lord? Why have you bailed on me? Even people that don't believe in God tend to see him as the one who bailed out on them. Have you ever wrestled with that? Have you ever wrestled with, why is God allowing this to happen and be to me and in my life? And in this way, at this time, where are you, God? And then there's the word jail. We got to look at, okay, it's a jail bail. So let's get to back to the story of today. Jail, have you ever been in jail? Don't go check the county records over here in Pipestone, because I did spend a little time in that jail back in Votech days, Pipestone Area Vocational Technical Institute. Now that's a mouthful. You know, we all have our past, right? But I've spent a lot of time in jail. I was a chaplain in a jail out in El Dorado County in California. So I was in there all the time. But I was able to see people trapped in the results of their own action. And yet, there's a lot of jails, there's a lot of chains, there's a lot of links of chains that hold us fast. And Chaz did a great job of reminding us of that. It's not always just a physical jail where you hear the clanking sound of that door shutting, but it's the prisons of our own makings. Sometimes it's just a result of the world we live in. The fact that we are fallen creatures and that our bodies are wearing out. Sometimes we become prisoners of the loss of health. Sometimes we become prisoners of being isolated from other people. Sometimes it's because of our own doing. Sometimes it's because of what others have done to us. But the worst of our isolation and our separateness and being apart is our sin that causes us to be separate from. And so jail is a real thing for all of us. And it's important to realize that we all need bailed out. And then I ask the question, well, is it fair that we get bailed out? You know, there's this aversion to liking that people get bailed out when they don't deserve. Presidencies that end with bailing out people commuting their sentences. There's the bailing out of corporations. When you've watched your own father lose his business because of a declining community, but a big corporation gets millions of dollars to stay in business. Is it fair? Begs the question about Peter, doesn't it? Was it fair that Peter was bailed out? Now, you can make a case for that. After all, he was doing the work of the Lord, right? But what about James, the brother of John? Was it fair that the angel didn't come and bail him out from being killed? We come to the realization in this story that there really isn't a bailout that's fair. In fact, Peter had already been bailed out. So had John. They were bailed out when they came to know Jesus as their Savior. They were free to live in that jail. They were free to live even in death. But you want to talk about what's unfair. The love of Jesus isn't fair. He didn't play fair with us, thank goodness, and thank God. But he came to us. It was unfair that he would be bound by human flesh. When he was bound by human flesh, he became someone that set aside his power and divinity, not considering equality with God, something to be grasped that made himself nothing, becoming the very nature, a servant of God and a servant of man, even unto death. You talk about not fair. Truth is, if anyone was bailed out on, it was his own chosen people bailed out on him at the arrival of him as the Messiah. They wouldn't believe it. He was bailed out on by his closest follower, who all fled, even, yeah, Peter, the one he bails out later on. Peter denied him three times, and with a curse. And then there were all those of us who have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And how much do we still bail on our Lord time after time? His love isn't, but it's there. And it's real. He never stops pursuing us with his love. And yes, even his father bailed out on him. That's kind of hard to hear, isn't it? Remember when he was on the cross and he cried out? You know what he said. My God, why have you? Our Heavenly Father was willing to bail out on his own dear son for you and me. He was willing to do that. He was willing to allow him to take our sin on himself and to pay the full price for that. It wasn't fair, but it was beautiful in a sense that it freed us from our chains of our own sin. John 8:36 says, if the Son sets you free, you are free. We're free to live just as James was free to live even in death, just as Peter was free to live even in jail. We too are those that are able to look forward knowing that even in death we will live. I'll never forget what my father said. There was three different brain tumors and the last one was inoperable. And I said, so what do you think, Dad? And he says, I'm a winner either way. He could live even, and that's what we can do. But there's this other thing that goes on right now in our lives today. In those times where we are clinging to our guilt, when we're clinging to our fears, sometimes we get comfortable in those jail cells. And that's when we need to be reminded again that we have truly been set free. And we're also free to live in any persecution we may face for our faith. We're free to live in the difficulties. It says in James 1:2, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. We're free to live in the midst of any trials you may be having, because we know He will never leave us, He will never forsake us, and we are going to live forever even through the most difficult time. We are blessed that we don't have a fair God, but we have a loving God who reminds us again today, you have been bailed out. You've been bailed out